You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Angel Olsen with New Love Cassette. I spoke to her yesterday, which was really lovely, and we'll be listening to that interview just after this track. Angel Olsen with New Love Cassette from her brilliant album All Mirrors. And yesterday I was very lucky to speak to Angel about this wonderful new album. It is her third proper studio album. She's also released a fantastic collection of B-sides and rarities called Phases, which came out just before this. It was out on the 4th of October via Jag Jaguar, and I spoke to her yesterday about some of the themes running through this record. It's a lot about selfhood and reflecting on just how you feel, actually, and past relationships and moving forward with her career and her life. And she was very interesting talking about it. So we're going to listen to that now. Let's start by talking a little bit about the album title and where that name, All Mirrors, came from.
Well, it was one of the first songs written for the record. I wrote it the summer before My Woman was released, and just kind of after I had recorded all the material, it just seemed like the most fitting title to represent the material on this new one. And for me, it was just kind of about getting, it was multiple things, getting older, and also just the way that I chose to reflect on things in my life and where I saw myself.
Selfhood seems to be quite a central theme on this record. What prompted that reflectiveness?
Well, I felt pretty isolated from traveling quite a bit for My Woman, and I was going through a little bit of change. Just felt like things were really kind of out of control for me, and I didn't have very much time to sit and think about them. I had to just keep going and keep working, and eventually I think I had a lot of time. I took about 3 months off and just spent a lot of time reflecting and kind of thinking about how I could keep doing this and how I could learn how to better communicate with people that I collaborate with, you know.
Lark is such a spectacular opening track to the record. It's an incredibly moving song, but it also does feel like there's a lot of rage bubbling away in there. What was that track about, and why did you decide to open the record with it?
The track was about, it's difficult to say it's about one person in particular, but I think it was more just about, being promised a lot of things by partners, love and telling me that they loved me and telling me that they took me into consideration and thought of me and did things for me. But when it came to, following my dreams and playing music, it was difficult to continue to get that same support. And, there was a power struggle a lot of the time. And, I don't think it was pertaining to even just my last record, my last relationship, but it's more just like an overall theme when it comes to dating. you have a thing for me now, but just wait until I'm gone for 6 weeks. And I think after a while, just getting angry at just getting mad about it, and not feeling very good about it.
Do you think the expectations on a woman in music, doing that traveling, that sort of the necessary kind of focus on yourself that you have to do when you're producing music, do you think they're different?
I don't know. I think being a woman and trying to communicate something to men that you hire is different. Even if they're really sweet and open and everybody's really kind and friendly, like I still find myself saying stuff with like a softness, mm-hmm. just to like make sure I'm not coming across like a mom or something,
Yeah, totally.
I think that even if men are ready to be talked to more directly, I think it takes a while before, as a woman, I can deconstruct what I expect,
The sound on this record is just gorgeously cinematic. You've got a 14-piece orchestra on Lark, and you've got Jerick Bischoff and Ben Babbitt doing strings throughout the album. What inspired this sort of cinematic sound?
Originally I just wanted to have strings on a few songs, like Chance and Tonight. Mm-hmm. And, I didn't think about strings on other songs. I just thought all mirrors would be synths only. And then I didn't know what spring was going to be. I played piano on that, and it was just piano and drums and guitar at first, and then it turned into this crazy other thing as well. So, it just sort of came together once we did a few synth songs and a few string songs. I started to realize that those two elements need to be in a lot of the material. It was just going to be Ben playing piano at first and maybe playing some backup instruments. And then he decided to, on his own accord, write and perform a demo of string sections behind a part of Tonight. And I just was blown away. And so I went to L.A. and we worked on quite a bit of songs together because he was the most open and accessible at the time. Like Jerick, I think, was working on some other projects, so I just said, "Hey, here, I want you to do at least three, or mm-hmm. Can you do at least three?" And as the recording process went on, he was more involved, and he, I don't think that we could have done it the same way without him, because he was the one to contract the players and find the right weird string players mm-hmm. for this kind of situation,
Probably no song on the album epitomizes the beautiful weird strings than Lark, so let's listen to that now.
To forget you is to hide. There is still so much left to recover. If only we could. took me in to them. Told me that I was the reason. Told me that I was the one. He'd always be losing, always be
If you've just tuned in, this is Angel Olsen with Lark from her wonderful album All Mirrors. And we're going to listen to the second part of the interview with Angel Olsen right now. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. Weirdness is actually a lovely thing about this album that I think really excited me, and I know a lot of other people I know who've enjoyed listening to this, is there is just kind of a glorious weirdness to some of the way that you've written these songs and composed them. What was that about? Was that something you kind of consciously thought about, or did that just come out naturally when you were writing?
I think that the way that I write songs and the way that I phrase songs has always been different. It's always just been weird. I've always tried to fit them into a rock and roll band, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for this record, I really just allowed myself to just sing the way that I wanted to and let the writing be as, not so A-B chorus, you know, like planned out, just let it be what it was and mm-hmm. see if the strings and other textures could kind of wind around it, you know? So I think that was probably the reasoning for the strings being so reactive and so just sort of pulsing at times and then reactive at other times, because of the writing itself is dynamic and goes up and down and quiet and loud. And I miss doing that. I used to sing a lot different when I would perform solo, and I went on a solo world tour after My Woman to just kind of be with myself and my thoughts and reflect and honestly write and just think about what was next. And I had just released Phases, which was like a record of B-sides mm-hmm. and demos and other stuff. And so I was just kind of seeing what was out there, if people were interested in hearing the performances that were stripped back. And it was just really relieving to see that there was an audience for the older work still, and that it was inspiring to me to know that I could go on both paths. And so I think that was the original idea, is to record these solo songs and to record them the way I performed them live on that tour,
mm-hmm.
and then to also embellish them and see where they would go once I could.
I'm quite interested also, because I see you've said that Scott Walker was a bit of an influence on this album. What was it about his music that you find inspiring?
Honestly, like, I hadn't really listened to a ton of Scott Walker. I think when we were talking with John Congleton, he had mentioned Scott Walker, It's Raining Today, as an example of making it kind of doomy, and I was, and they brought up, you know, Scott Walker and a bunch of other like weird composers, and I think, you know, it was way faster to communicate through example and just kind of do it that way than to try to, you know, it was a lot for me to develop words and a way of communicating what I wanted and what I imagined the strings to do without having ever done it before.
Mm.
So the best example was like listening to old records and seeing how we could approach these songs. And at first I was really against the idea of, you know, Impasse and New Love Cassette sounding kind of dissonant and weird. And it was hard for me to get into it first. And now I really like it. I think it's really strange, but it forces me to sing through chaos, which, you know, in a live way is really funny. And I just have to find the note alone and start the song. And it's just like kind of cloud that's just hanging over while I'm about to play. It's like a reverse, it's like psychedelic in a way, but in a really, really strange way.
I really like that idea of singing through chaos, because there's like a huge sense of catharsis or sort of searching for resolution maybe through some of these songs. Is that something that you were thinking about when you were writing them, or is that more just a feeling that came through?
You know, I just have felt really, I don't know, I think I just have had depression for a long time. I just dealt with it a lot. And being alone and working with friends and losing friends just from being gone, you know, I think you start to get older in this and you realize that music is really fun and it's really special, but it's sort of just being gone weeds out a lot of people in your life that don't really want to spend time connecting with you. And I think that that's the downside, is that you can feel really alone even though you're on top of the world. And it's like a old story for everything, for everyone in this position, you know? And then I think also my relationships with my band changes, because they see me and my personal life and going through all these things, and we see each other and we can kind of nitpick at each other because we've seen our worst habits. And then they see me like go and ham it up with fans, and so, you know, it's like, it's just a different way of seeing a human when you're traveling so close together.
That was Angel Olsen speaking to me yesterday about her wonderful album All Mirrors. It was such a pleasure to chat with her. It is out via Jag Jaguar now. You can get it wherever you get your good music from, wherever you stream or buy it. She's really awesome. I so enjoyed chatting to her. We're going to listen to Summer now, which is the third track from the end of the album. You're on 95BFM. This is your breakfast show.
Took a while, but I made it through. If I could show you the hell I'd been to, kept climbing till one day I looked back. Also, I couldn't think too much.
was I becoming what I had to be? Was that the truth I was supposed to see? I may have never found my way to you. I know the summer days were like a dream. Woke me from a restless sleep. Made me quiet, had me weak. And all the weight of all the world came rushing through.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.